Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את תלמוד.
Hello, we are learning in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2. In our observation, we are in chapter 2, item 9. You can watch the lesson on our site. You can also ask questions there. Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2. In our observation, item 9 in chapter 2.
עמוד 57, דף נון זין.
נון זין, כן?
כן, נון זין.
57, right? Okay, I'll be there in a second. Yes, part 2.
Yeah, chapter 2.
Let's continue.
Item 9. The differentiation between the five worlds of Akenabia is performed primarily according to the thickness in their masach screen. In Ak, it is Prinat Dalet, phase 4.
I remind you again, we're learning the study of the Ten Sefirot, just like the entire wisdom of Kabbalah, not in order to know. Because what do we understand? When we'll reach the spiritual degree, we'll see that everything we imagined, the way we depicted the spiritual world, is not at all that way. The reason we're learning is to draw the light that reforms, that will correct us, and will let us this entrance to the spiritual feeling. And then, from your deeds we shall know you. That's the way we'll get to know the spiritual world. Then we can learn about it. In corporeality, you can tell me 1,000 years, you can describe a car to me, but if I don't see this with the four wheels and the engine and all that, I won't be able to depict it. I can't. The way we imagine things is because we've seen something similar, and then we can build a new model on it. It's the same in corporeality. It's even worse. That's why we just have to hope for the light that reforms. That's the entire benefit from the study. That's why it's written, it's not the wise who learns. If you want to learn some wisdom, you learn it. But that's not Torah. Torah is the light that reforms, and that's what we need. Go ahead.
Item 9. Know that what distinguishes the five worlds, Ak and Abia, of Yoshel, straightness from one another, is the measure of Avut, thickness, in the Masach, in the screen of their Kelim, their vessels. The Masach of the Kelim in the world, in the world of Adam Kadmon is very thick, meaning thickness of Prinat Dalet, phase 4. The greatest of Yud there is in all the worlds. Therefore, its 10 Sefirot are complete, meaning all of them are at the degree of Keter, the closest to Ein Sof, which is the first and most important world, connecting the two ends between Ein Sof and this world. For this reason, it is also considered to be positioned inside all the worlds, for you already know that the internality and the thickness are one and the same. Because the masach, the screen, in the kelim of Adam Kadmon is of phase 4, meaning with the greatest thickness, it is therefore the most internal.
There are no questions?
Yes, Tel Aviv 1.
There are. Tel Aviv 1. Go ahead.
If I understand correctly, we're not learning in order to know, but in order to change. Can we say this?
Yes.
Can you describe in simple words this change, how we attain it, and what it is?
I want that the result of my study is not to be wise, to learn what the book says. I want to be wise, meaning to feel what I exist of and how close I can be and resemble the Creator. That's the difference. That's why each and every page I study, I don't care about what the book says. I'm willing to learn it because that's what Kabbalists told me to do. But I learn in order to come closer to the Creator, to be more in bestowal, more in connection. That's what I expect to have as a result of my study. Not to fill my brains, but to change my heart, my emotion. By changing the emotion, I'll be able to feel in what world I truly am, and not in this petty world, the way we depict it. That's the only thing you can depict by your force of reception. By the force of bestowal, the true world of Ein Sof opens to you. Because it's above our limitations. Bestowal is beyond the limitation.
And the intellect has no role here?
The intellect has a role. The intellect that has been developed by bestowal. The force of reception has an intellect. And they both control this world. And the force of bestowal has an intellect. And both control the upper world.
I understand. Thank you, Rav.
PT-19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It says, this is why it's regarded that the internality of the world, because you know that internality and thickness are one and the same. What does that mean?
That to the extent that we have coarseness that is related to the intention in order to bestow, the spirituality, to that extent we can attain more. That's why anyone who is greater than his friend, he has greater coarseness, is bigger than he is. He can attain a bigger part of the spiritual world.
So if I had enough thickness, I wouldn't be able to attain spirituality?
No, coarseness will grow according to what you can attain.
Only then I'll attain spirituality, when I attain this much thickness?
Of course. So how else? With what can you attain? I'm asking you, with what can you attain? Listen to me. Sometimes there are things in this world that I can hear, but I can't understand. Like a baby looking, opening his mouth, doesn't understand. Well, what do you want from me? Open your eyes, and you don't know what people want from you. Because he doesn't have the intellect to understand what they want.
Can you give me an example of what you define as of youth thickness?
Ego, a greater ego, a much greater than what you want now. What do you want now? You know, poor guy, what, to win the lottery or something? So to have some house in a private island of yours in the ocean, having a yacht, what do you want? You understand? Spirituality, when you have big desires to receive, and they can all be in order to bestow. In order to receive, you can't have more than this world. You can't be beyond this world. But in order to bestow, when you want to attain that, you're going to need much greater coarseness. Much greater.
But how do I acquire it? How do I acquire such a view?
You'll get a greater coarseness if you'll agree to turn it to in order to bestow.
But from whom do I get it? Alone, by myself, with what?
From nature. From nature. A greater coarseness will grow in you. But that's under the condition that you'll go with the force of bestowal. Then the force of reception will grow every time.
It sounds to me like a worse person, like you're getting worse and worse and worse, and you have to rise above it. That's what it sounds like, no?
No. Then a person understands this is what he needs. This is the meaning of the verse. Anyone who is bigger than his friend, if a person advances in bestowal, means he's greater than his friend. His friend means his previous state. So if you're greater than his friend, he's growing in bestowal. He's getting a bigger ego as well.
In the 10, can I increase my yavut?
Yes, if you're really included in the 10 and you feel that you're the smallest of them all.
Florida.
Thank you.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. Right after that, it says that Behina Dalit is therefore the most interior. What does that mean?
Repeat it, please.
Right after what Svika was talking about, it says that it has the greatest aviyut, Behina Dalit has the greatest aviyut, and it is therefore the most interior. What does this mean, interior?
Ken?
Yes. Because in coarseness, the greater the coarseness, the more interior it is. In spirituality, in bestowal, the greater you are, the more external you are. That's how we depict it. It's all pictures. It's not that there is truly a geometric matter of being inside or outside.
So it's like thinking about myself. I'm inside of myself, only thinking.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Of course. Nif.
Ot yud. Olam ha'atzilut.
Item 10. The world of Atzilut stems from the Masach, the screen of Prina Gimel, phase 3, and is therefore external to Ak, which is Prina Dalet, phase 4. Number 10. The Masach in the vessels of the world of Atzilut is not as thick as that of the world of Ak, because the Ovut in the Masach of Atzilut is only of Prina Gimel, phase 3. Consequently, none of the 10 sefirot of straightness of Atzilut reach higher than the degree of Chochmah, and they lack Keter. Hence, they are evaluated as low compared to the 10 sefirot at the level of Keter in the world of Adam Kadmon. They are also considered exterior compared to the 10 sefirot in Ak. This is because of Yut, thickness of Prina Gimel, the phase 3 is exterior to phase 4 and more refined and external are one and the same. Consequently, the world of Atzilut becomes clothing, meaning externality that clothes the interior of the world of Ak.
I don't see. Maybe Tel Aviv 10 wants to ask.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. Regarding the previous
Why?
Item...
How come you're in Tel Aviv?
We are united, we are one, Rav. It's not Tel Aviv in Beersheba, it is 110.
That's highly confusing. That's how the way it's going to be from today?
No, well, it's an experiment today. We're going to increase connections with all the world clear, all the 10s.
No, but you're more than 10.
We're 2 tens of Tel Aviv and of Beersheba.
Okay, try it. Move on.
So with your permission, it said in the previous item that all the 10 sefirot, because they attained phase 4, there's no difference between them. So what distinguishes the 10 sefirot? They all become Keter.
What is he saying? Niv, I can't understand him.
Morris, please repeat it. It's written in the previous item, number 9, that all 10 sefirot are in fact on the level of Keter. So what's the difference between the sefirot if they're all on the level of Keter?
What's the difference? Suppose you're 10 people and you're in one class. What's the difference between you? You compose one class. Each one has his own qualities. But all in all, you compose one kli, one vessel. We have Keter, Chokma, Binah, Chesed, Vod, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. We have 10 qualities. Without them connecting together, there isn't a kli, there isn't a partzuf. It has to have 10 discernments. Only then you'll have one partzuf. And in this partzuf, there are 10 completely different sfirot from one another. Move on.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Hold on. No, wait a minute. We have PT25, David, probably, right?
No.
Shomi?
Ken?
Rav?
Yes.
Good morning. Why is Atzilut regarded as external to Adam Kadmon? Adam Kadmon contains all the parts of him inside of it.
Hold on. Adam Kadmon includes in him 5 parts of him of his own.
Correct.
Right. The world of Atzilut is created from Malchut of Adam Kadmon that has gone through the shattering and all kinds of processes in the world of Nikudim, from which Atzilut was created. And that's why Atzilut is external with respect to Olam Adam Kadmon. It's external, and it clothes on it. Where does it clothe from? From Tabu and below. Because there, there's already a preparation for the world of Atzilut. That's where the vessels that are mingled with Prina Daled and Prina Bet. And from the integration of Daled and Bet, all the worlds of Bia were made. Their whole role and purpose is to correct Malchut of Ak, to join the qualities of Bina to it, so that it can be corrected and work in order to bestow.
I understand. Thank you.
Let's move on.
Item 11.
Yes.
The masach, the screen of Bria, stems from Bchina Dalet, phase 4, which makes it external to Atzilut. Bchina Bet, phase 2, which makes it external to Atzilut. 11. The masach in the vessels of the 10 sefirot of the world of Bria is even more refined than that of the world of Atzilut, consisting only of a viewed thickness of Bchina Bet, phase 2. Thus, the level of its 10 sefirot does not reach higher than Bina. In light of that, the world of Bria is regarded as being exterior to Atzilut, where there is a viewed thickness of Bina Gimel, making it interior to the world of Bria, which is only thickness of Bina Bet. Thus, the world of Bria is considered to be external, clothing the world of Atzilut.
Tov.
Okay, move on.
Adam 12, the Masach, the screen of Yetzirah, stems from Prina Aleph, phase 1, which makes it external to Bria. 12, the Masach of the world of Yetzirah consists only of a view of Prina Aleph, the most frail. Therefore, the 10 sefirot in the world of Yetzirah reach a low level, only as high as Zeranpin, like in the first 3 sefirot, Keter, Chokhma, and Bina. That makes the world of Yetzirah more external to the world of Bria, for it has a view of Prina Bet, which is interior to the view of Prina Aleph in the world of Yetzirah. For this reason, the world of Yetzirah is regarded as external, clothing the world of Bria.
בסדר. PT 29.
All right, PT 29.
מה זה חיצון ומה זה לבוש?
What is external and what is the clothing?
Clothing, it's when it clothes on the previous batsuf, on the previous bechina. It's more coarse, it's more, it has less spiritual force. That's why it's called external with respect to the previous one. And it's also called clothing because by which, by this you can reach a more internal batsuf. That's it. We don't have any more questions, so we'll move on.
Item 13. The Masach of Asiya comes from the Ovyut Shoresh, root phase thickness, which makes it the most external of all. 13. The Masach in the 10 sefirot of straightness in the world of its Asiya is completely refined, lacking any Ovyut, any thickness. Consequently, there is no issue of a zivug, a coupling, in order to raise the reflected light with the upper light in it. Because they do not have reflected light, they also do not have the upper light, because the upper light cannot be in a batsuf where there is no reflected light. Therefore, the 10 sefirot have only the degree of malchut, lacking the first 9 sefirot, Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, and Zerampin, containing the 6 sefirot, Chagat Nehi. Because their Masach is more refined than in all the previous worlds, they are naturally regarded as external to all of them. That is because you already know that their refinement and externality are one and the same. Thus, the world of Yetzirah, whose vessels still have a masach, a screen of Prina Aleph, phase 1, is regarded as the interior world with regard to the world of Asiya. At the same time, the world of Asiya is regarded as external and clothing the world of Yetzirah and all the other worlds, for it is the most refined of them all.
French.
Ici, il parle de Massar de Asiya, Massar de Bria, Massar de Yetzira, Massar de Hatzilut. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire qu'un monde a un Massar?
What does it mean that a world has a Massar, as a screen?
A world is a vessel. There are small vessels, which are sefirot within the patsuf, and 10 sefirot of the patsuf are called the patsuf. There is a collection of patsufim, plural of patsuf. You can say that 5 or 10 patsufim, doesn't matter. All in all, they make a spiritual concept, which you call olam, a world. It's simply a bigger vessel. So this world has a screen. If we take, for example, the world of olam Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, 5 worlds, each of them has a screen. In Adam Kadmon, the screen is Masach of Prina Daled, in Atzilut it's Prina Gimel, in Bria it's Masach Bet, in Yetzira it's Masach screen Aleph, and Asiya it's a root screen. This is how each and every world has 5 partsufim, in which there's also coarseness and a screen. That's the way it is also in every partsuf. You have 5 prinot or sefirot. Keter, Chokhmah, Binah, Zeran, Pin, Malchut. Each of them also has coarseness and a screen. And also, with each and every smallest detail in spirituality, it has a vessel and a screen. Otherwise, it can't be in spirituality. The coarseness and the screen have to be equal in order to be in spirituality.
Unity 1.
Unity 1.
Yep.
В мире Асия самый тонкий экран нужно построить. То есть,
in the world of Asiya, we have to build the most refined screen, right? Meaning make the least effort to achieve spirituality. Why are we not there yet?
A screen. You are not yet in the spiritual world because you don't have a screen upon the smallest measure of the will to receive, by which you can be in spirituality. Spirituality begins from zero. The first degree of spirituality, you have to jump on it, meaning to receive this coarseness and to acquire a screen upon it, and then you'll be in spirituality. This bchina, this phase is called the beginning of conception, ibur, in spirituality, meaning that you'll have a desire, and upon this desire, you'll be able to be with faith above reason. That's why what we're doing now in our world, in corporeality, in order to receive, but we're doing sizes that will be in order to bestow. These are the exercises for the time being, until we exercise enough and we can really perform a first action in order to bestow, that will give us the entrance into spirituality. That's how one should work. That's the ladder of degrees, all in all, PT5.
Rav,
what does it mean that he writes that the masach, the screen of Asiya, has no thickness and it doesn't perform a zivug or a coupling? So what does it do?
It only pushes away, repels.
But isn't the rejection in the zivug as well, in the coupling?
No, there is zivug and rejection. But here there is rejection, but there is no zivug, no coupling. Meaning the will to receive cannot resemble bestowal. It can only reject reception. That's why it's called. It's in rejection without zivug.
But he writes that it doesn't have any reflected light. So what does it reject?
Rejects its own will to receive. Doesn't turn the will to receive in order to bestow. That's called the coarseness of the root phase.
And we say that we can only feel the spiritual things in the reflected light. So in that masach, you basically can't feel...
He feels as if he is in something, but in what? He can't discern that. It's like a baby being born. Doesn't know anything, barely feels anything. All he feels is it feels good or feels bad. That's all. Doesn't yet really see or hear. You know these phenomena. That's all. So PT-17.
Continuing what you explained to the French group, is there a connection between the masach, the screen of the world, or the screens of the potsufim inside the world?
The screen of the world is the general screen of the world, with all the screens with the potsufim in it included. He's included of them. He comprises them.
So when the masach of the world becomes refined, does it influence the masachim, the screens of the potsufim, or no?
That too. We'll learn this. Don't jump on this. It's not so simple. Merkaz 1.
How do we obtain a masach?
You obtain a masach by connecting in the 10 and praying. PT 14, quickly.
Faith above reason is still not the avut, the thickness of the root phase.
Faith above reason is not even a screen. It's not a screen. It's only the condition. Tel Aviv 10.
I have a beginner's question. What is the thickest world and why? And if you can explain, please.
The thickest world is the world of Adam Kadmon.
Tel Aviv 3.
Why?
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, kol dargot av.
Rav, all the degrees of Aviut, of thickness, were realized in the worlds of Ark. So how can Atzilut be in Aviut Gimel, in third level thickness?
Atzilut, because it emerged from the world of Adam Kadmon as a result, emerged in this Gimel coarseness, number 3. The world of Adam Kadmon's coarseness is the fourth level, and its screen purified by all its potsufim, that's why the Aviut that's left is Gimel 3. We have to learn this. It's not simple the way this world of Atzilut was made, it was created. It's not so simple. We'll learn this. The way it attains, it gets the screen of Bchina Gimel. We'll learn this. He says in general, that's how the worlds are arranged. And there are many questions here. I have to play this game all the time, not to answer some of your questions, because it's difficult here to understand this. With respect to the world of Atzilut especially, how can it be that Atzilut that was made of the remnants of the world of Nikudim, it has Gimel, of Yud Gimel coarseness, level 3, and it has such a big screen. How can it be? Atzilut, to realize the world of Atzilut is a final correction. There are many questions here. You have to learn all of these components. California.
Rav, how many masachs or screens are there?
Kama masachim kayamim.
Screens in spirituality you have on each and every desire. There's a screen, a restriction and a screen. Otherwise, it doesn't exist in spirituality. You can say it's infinite, Ein Sof. Kiev 1.
The nearest screen to us, is it also a screen of roots thickness?
Yes.
What should we do to be able to reject all the pleasures there is?
We should aim all the pleasures that awaken in us to become in order to bestow. Yes, this is the meaning of we're keeping the restriction. We want to keep the condition of the spiritual world that we're in order to bestow. Just as we automatically exist in the desire to receive, that's why we feel in this desire in order to receive the reality called this world. That's how we need to acquire desire in order to bestow, in order to feel in it the upper world. PT
13.
What is the thickness of the masach, the screen?
Thickness that joins the screen upon which the screen works. With what coarseness can the screen work? That's called the coarseness of the screen. Niv, let's move on to the next lesson.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson and we'll sing a song together.
Place of bestowal, in the heart of attack, ever in the unbounded, wings of love at our back.
Kan makom leashpia, in lebad kafa, ad en sof leagia, sham nimzet ahava. El sentimiento es igual, elevamos el mal. Corazones unidos, así venceremos el mal. Corazones unidos, la conexión es real.
за нас. Мир обратится в Англу, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Мир обратится в Англу, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Tiempos del Zohar, la fe y la redención, avanzando con fuerza, un hombre con un corazón. Мир и тьмы едины, мир и тьмы вольны, мы окрылённые светом, вечной любовью полны.
Carry us to the place where we stand face to face. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace.
הסבל נשמע